Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 20, Mbombela 27, Mahikeng 24 degrees. We start with news in Parkmore, Sandton, where about 44 Ethiopian illegal immigrants have been found locked in a house. Gauteng police spokesperson Mavela Masondo says 17 of them are minors, while 27 are adults.
Yes, for now we are treating them as illegal immigrants, Section 49. So we've engaged the Department of Home Affairs. We've also engaged the Department of Social Development because some of them are minors.
In March, over 50 foreigners were allegedly kidnapped and found in a house in Lombardy East, north of Johannesburg. The Johannesburg Metro Police have confirmed that two lanes on the M1 South remain closed after the Smith Street exit in Bromfontein due to a cable fire under the overpass. City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services and Metro Police on the scene. Here's JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fitla.
City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services and Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department are on scene. Two lanes remain open, which may cause traffic disruptions. Motorists are advised to exercise caution when travelling there, and currently there is no estimated time for when the fire will be extinguished.
Police are continuing the search for a missing vehicle that was used by three Free State constables whose bodies were found in the Hennops River in Centurion this week. Authorities launched an extensive search for the trio following their disappearance while travelling to their deployment in Limpopo last Thursday. Yesterday, police divers found car parts believed to be that of the missing vehicle. They also found a reflective jacket belonging to one of the deceased officers. Here's South African police spokesperson Atlena.
So they are busy searching for this metal object. There's no confirmation yet that the car has been found. We were busy earlier. You would have seen we've got two heavy duty vehicles to assist us to remove the debris, but to remove the big trees that were serving as an obstruction for this particular operation. So
Mate adds that a case for defeating the ends of justice has also been opened against a Cape Town resident who falsely claimed on X to have seen the car in question driving around in the area.
We have registered a case of defeating the ends of justice. We are searching for this particular person because he is misleading investigations. So we are calling on South Africans really to utilize social media responsibly and to report on facts.
It's Workers' Day, and the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa says the day should be a reminder of the sacrifices made by the previous generation who paved the way for better working conditions across various industries. NUMSA's Phakamile Hlubi majolas more.
These proposals will reduce the power of workers, and their ability to bargain and to negotiate wages fairly are under threat. The government of national unity, which NUMSA has previously characterized as a government of the market, is determined to erase our rights in order to give business a more flexible labor regime. This is code for increased labor exploitation.
And finally, an Uruguay man living in Italy found himself with a Guinness World Record title thanks to an unusual party trick popping his eyes out of their sockets. Williams Martin Sanchez Lopez said he learned when he was about 8 or 9 years old that he was able to relax the muscles around his eyes and cause his eyeballs to pop out like a cartoon character. Lopez says doctors that there's no cause for concern. He, however, did earn himself a title in the Guinness World of Records. I'm Chanel September from myself and the rest of the news team. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the party tricks, nee. Katy Perry, your pat, Billy Ocean, in ook Selena Gomez. Let's get into it. 30 minutes of non-stop music, officer.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.